一同翻开新约圣经哥林多后书。
Let us open our Bible to New Testament, 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第一章第三节第四节。
2 Corinthians, 1st chapter, verse 3 to 4.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comforts.
我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们，教我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
Who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any afflictions with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God.
然后第十三章的第九节后半段。
In chapter 13, from verse 9, the latter half.
并且我们所求的就是你们做完全人。
And what we also pray for, that you become mature.
十一节的中间一段，要做完全人。
The middle part of verse 11.
Be perfect.
Be perfect.
然后最后我们看希伯来书第六章第一节。
Then we will turn to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1.
所以我们应该离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
Therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity.
我们一同有些祷告。
Let us bow our head to pray.
我们感谢赞美你，早晨再次召聚我们来到你的殿中，来瞻仰你的荣颜。
Father, we praise you that you gather us this morning into your temple to praise you and look on your face.
愿圣灵宝会师再次把你已经说过的话再次翻译启示在我们心中。
May you give us your revelation again, that your precious words will be upon our hearts and will be translated.
叫我们不但明白你的话，能够遵循你的话，在你的话的光中行。
So that we may understand more of your words, we will follow your words and we'll live and we will walk in your light. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
靠着主的恩典，我想跟弟兄姊妹们一同来交通思想哥林多后书。
By God's grace, I want to communicate and to meditate upon 2 Corinthians with you.
哥林多后书跟哥林多全书大概在同一年写的，他们彼此是息息相关的两卷书。
The First Corinthians and the Second Corinthians were written about in the same years, and they were closely related to each other.
在哥林多后书里面，神让我们看见一个属神的仆人，他在主面前是怎么样的学习，他在属灵当中有何怎样的经历，
In 2 Corinthians, we see that how a godly servant is living in front of the Lord and learn how to become more like Jesus Christ.
整本哥林多后书呢，它有个中心主题。
There's a theme for 2 Corinthians.
如果我们能够抓住这个中心主题的话呢，我们就比较容易进入在这卷书里头。
If we can grasp this theme, we will be able to understand this chapter, this book better.
那么要进入这个主题之前呢，我们呢来把哥林多后书跟这个希伯来书做个比较，会对我们有帮助。
Before we talk about this theme, we will talk about the comparison of the 2 Corinthians and the book of Hebrews, so it will help us to understand the theme.
那这两卷书呢，有很多地方很相似的。
There are a lot of similarities between these two books.
希伯来书呢，说到我们主他的超卓，他的那个和这样的荣美。
In Hebrews, it talks about the supremacy of our Christ.
他远超过天使、摩西、亚伦。
He further exceeds Moses, angels, and Aaron.
那么他更是我们深入高天尊荣的大祭司。
He's also our supreme priest in the heaven.
那么哥林多后书呢？他主要让我们看见一个主的仆人，他在主面前多年神怎么样带领他，他怎么样学习。
On the other hand, in 2 Corinthians, it shows us how a godly servant serves before the Lord for years and years.
所以这两卷书呢，其实都是很深的书。
Both books are very profound.
那么很多时候我们呢，信主多年之后呢，我们才能够稍微摸着一点这两卷书在说什么。
So most of the time, after many years following the Lord, we can finally grasp a little bit of from the two books.
那么这两卷书的受信的人呢，一个是希伯来的圣徒，一个是哥林多教会的圣徒。
Recipients of these two books are believers in Hebrew and Corinthian churches attendants.
那么这两班弟兄姊妹们，他有很多相似的地方。
These two fellowship groups have many similarities.
首先呢，他们呢都被称为在基督里的婴孩。
First of all, they're both addressed as infants in Christ.
那么这是唯有的是圣经里面提到两班在基督里头做婴孩的弟兄姊妹们。
These are two groups of people that were only mentioned as infants in Bible.
那么在希伯来书第四章的时候呢，他说呢，第十三节呢，凡能只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为呢他是婴孩。第五章第十三节啊。
In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13, it says, For everyone who partakes only of milk is unacquainted with the Lord of righteousness, for he is an infant.
这一班弟兄姊妹们，他们只能吃奶，他们不能吃干粮。
So these groups of brothers and sisters, they cannot eat solid food, but only milk.
那么所以呢，那个作者呢，称他们呢，在世在主里头是婴孩的。
So the author addressed them as infants.
那么哥林多教会呢，他也被称为是婴孩。
Corinthian church also been addressed as infant.
那么在第三章第一节呢，他说呢，哥林多前书三章一节，他说弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只能把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 1, and I, brothers and sisters, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but only as fleshly, as to infants in Christ.
那么这两班呢，是在圣经里面唯一的两班弟兄姊妹被称为婴孩的。
These are the only two groups of people that have been called infants in the Bible.
可是呢，对这两班的婴孩的弟兄姊妹们，神赐给他们两卷最深的书。
However, towards these two groups of people who've been called infants, God has been delivered profound message, maybe the most profound message to them.
有时候我们都想说，这些弟兄姊妹他们听得懂吗？
Sometimes wonder, do they really understand?
那么有时候有人问我们自己说，哥林多后书跟那个希伯来书太难了，读不懂吧。
Sometimes I even speak to myself, 2 Corinthians, Hebrews, these are such hard books, I cannot understand the text.
那么我们可能在某些程度上都是婴孩啊。
So to some level, maybe all of us are infants.
就算手术我们是婴孩，我们也读得懂这两卷书，我们应该来读这两卷书。
Even though we are infants, we will be able to understand and we should understand the text in this book.
很多时候呢，我们听到的时候，就是说这些道太深了，我们听不懂。
Sometimes when we hear the words, we think the words is too deep that we cannot understand.
很可能啊，越听不懂的道啊，我们越应该听。我们如果我们真的是婴孩，我们可能更应该听。
But there is possibility that those words that cannot be easily digest should be listened to more closely.
那么这两班弟兄姊妹们呢，他们被称为婴孩的原因不太一样。
The reasons of these two groups of brothers and sisters being called infants are different.
那么希伯来的是圣徒呢，在某些方面的话，他们已经有很好的根基了。
As for Hebrews brothers and sisters, in some different areas, they have very good foundations.
那么第六章的希伯来书第六章的后边，他说呢，都不用再立根第一节，而是不用再立根基，譬如呢，懊悔死刑、信靠神、谢各样洗礼、按手治理使人复活各种教训啊。
As in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, Therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God.
因为呢，这些根基都已经立好了。
Because all these foundations have been laid.
这些基要真理，在这些弟兄姊妹当中已经是非常熟悉的。
For them, all these fundamental truths is very familiar to them.
不但这样子呢，他们当中间有爱心啊。
Not only this, among them there's love.
他们呢，是从这先前伺候圣徒，如今还是伺候。
They've been serving the saints and they've still been doing that.
他们呢，有希望，他们有满足的指望，他们在信心里面有长进。
They have hope and they have faith that it's growing.
那么第十章的时候来说呢，他们当中呢，曾经经过许多的大征战。
And in chapter 10, it was mentioned that among them there have been big tribulations.
那么他们呢，受了很多的毁谤，很多的逼迫。
There have been different afflictions that have been done upon them.
那么甚至他们的家业被人家抢去了，他们也甘心领受。
Even their properties was plundered by other people, they were pleased to accept the fact.
那么我们会问呢，这帮弟兄姊妹是婴孩吗？
So we want to ask, are they really infants?
这么好的弟兄姊妹，为什么称他们是婴孩呢？
Such a group of good believers, why Paul still address them as infants?
那么问题在第五章第十一节这么说啊。
The answer lies in chapter 5.Verse 11.
他说：“论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。”
Concerning him, we have much to say, and it is difficult to explain, since you have become poor listeners.
那么有翻译的翻成是 dull， 就是听到这个麦基洗德的真理的时候，他们耳朵就关起来了。
Some translation use the word dull. That means when they heard about Melchizedek, their ears are closed.
那么麦基洗德的这个真理是有点难懂。
The truth about Melchizedek, it is a little bit difficult.
那么在圣经里头的关于麦基洗德的事情，就只有四节圣经。
In Old Testament, there were only 4 verses about Melchizedek.
他们说呢，这个太难了，我们不那个听不懂，不听了。
So these brothers and sisters responded as, "Oh, it's too hard. We don't want to listen."
因着这一点
，because of this，
作者说呢，你们是婴孩。
The author said, "You are infants."
我们会不会在有些时候，我们在追求主的路上的时候，有一些是属灵这个属灵题目啊，真理？太难了，我们也不想听了。
Will there be time during the time we're following the Lord? There will be times that we listen to some hard truth and we don't want to listen.
说不定我们也应该被称为婴孩。
Maybe we should be called infants as well.
哥林多教会呢，他们为什么被称为婴孩呢？
Why Corinthians church are called infants?
他们的情形不太一样。
Their situations were different.
他们的当中呢，他们呢有。是保罗称许他们说了，他们有口才，有知识，他有各样的恩赐啊。
Paul once applauded them for their gifts of speaking, of different kind of gifts that they have.
所以我们在读哥林多前书的时候，你发觉呢，在那边保罗跟他们说了很多重要的真理啊。
So you notice in 1 Corinthians, Paul taught them about many different truths.
那么第七章说到手读生的恩赐。
So in chapter 7 in 1 Corinthians, it talks about celibacy.
那么8-10呢，说到吃祭偶像之物。
And chapter 8 and 9 talks about eating foods, serving other sacrifices to other gods.
那么第十一章说到蒙头，说到波饼。
And in chapter 11, it talks about breaking the bread and covering the head.
12章说到各式各样这个，甚至说方言，这个各样的奇妙奇异的恩赐啊。
And in chapter 12, it speaks about different kind of gifts, including speaking tongues.
13章呢，更是说到爱的大章啊，什么叫做爱？是什么是神的爱？
And in chapter 13, it talks about love that is great.
14章、15章啊，说到这个讲到跟那个说方言的不同，15章说到什么是复活啊。
And in chapter 14, it talks about the difference between speaking tongues and other gifts. And in chapter 15, it talks about resurrection.
那么这些真理呢，非常的重要哈。
All these truths are important.
而且呢，在其他的书信里面，我们几乎很少读到这方面的。
And in other letters from Paul, we rarely see topics like this.
保罗在他们当中呢，曾经待过一年半的时间。
Paul only remained with them for 1.5 years.
他知道这些弟兄姊妹们呢，跟他说这些真理时，他们听得懂啊，他们有这个认识。
He knows that these brothers and sisters, they understand him when he talks to him about these truths.
那么他们为什么还被称为婴孩呢？
So why did he still call them infants?
如果希伯来的圣徒他们不愿意的听信男的话是婴孩，那么这些弟兄姊妹应该是非常成熟的了哈。
If we call Hebrews brothers and sisters infants because they don't want to listen to hard truth, then how about the brothers and sisters in Corinthians church because they do want to listen to them?
他们被称为婴孩呢，是因为他们属肉体。
They're called infants because they belong to their flesh.
他们呢，有嫉妒纷争，他们自高自大，他们那个彼此告状啊。
There's strife and envy among them. They're very boastful and they don't have love towards each other.
所以圣灵说他们还是婴孩。
That's why Spirit called them infants.
也许我们呢，在某些时候，我们认识这主的话，这那个真理很多很多哈。可是碰到我们肉体的时候呢，我们人的这一个人天然就蹦出来了。
So sometimes we're still infants because we understand a lot of truth from the Lord, but when it comes to our flesh, our nature self just comes out.
我们可能也要被称为婴孩。
So we can also be called infants.
那么是不是因为他们是婴孩呢？所以呢，圣灵就不教导了呢
？Did it because they're infants, so the Spirit stopped teaching them?
在希伯来书的时候啊，他前面说要讲到这个主耶稣基督，他是照着麦基洗德的等次做大祭司的哈。
In Hebrews, it mentioned that the Lord Jesus Christ became supreme priest according to the order of Melchizedek.
那么然后他就说。他想讲不下去了，因为讲到这个道理，他们耳朵就闭起来了。
But he felt there's some resistance when he was trying to preaching this to Hebrews brothers and sisters.
那因为他们闭起来了，所以就不讲了吗
？Because they closed their ears, so Paul stopped there.
那么他第六章、七章、八章继续讲啊。
But he pushed on. He still talked about it in chapters 6, 7, and 8.
哇，里面讲的那个里面的那个真理也是这么样的深哈。
The truth that he mentioned in chapter 6 till 8 is so deep.
为什么这作者还继续要讲呢
？Why the author pushed on?
因为呢，他知道这个真理对这一班的弟兄姊妹，希伯来圣徒是非常重要的事情。
Because he knows how important are these truths to the brothers in Hebrew.
这班弟兄姊妹们因为受到犹太人的逼迫，他们有个倾向，他们想要回到律法里头去。
These brothers and sisters were going through afflictions.From Jews people, so they kind of want to go back to the Old Testament where laws lie.
那么作者呢，不但已经指出来说我们的主呢，他是升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
The author not only point out that the Lord is a supreme priest that ascends into heaven.
那他是怎么能够做祭司呢
？But how he can become a priest?
因为他是大卫的后裔，他不是亚伦的后裔。
Because our Lord is a descendant from Judah, not from Aaron.
所以祭司的职分要改了，律法也要改。
So if the priest's position changed, we need to change the law as well.
律法不过是影儿，基督是真相。
The law is a shadow, but the Christ is the truth.
那么，既然律法要改了，律法一无所成，那么为什么还要回到律法里头去呢
？If we need to change the law, and law is
为什么还要再回到
？Why do we need to go back to the law？
那么，如果他们有这样的认识的话，那么他们就不会因着逼迫的缘故再回去守律法。
If they do have this understanding, they won't go back to the law because of the afflictions that they're experiencing.
所以这个真理呢，不单是对我们很重要，对他们更是重要。
So the truth is important to us, but it was more important to them.
那么，所以呢，他继续讲。要他们能够明白。
So Paul pressed on until they can understand.
那么，哥林多的教会呢
？About Corinthians church.
那么是因为他们属肉体了，保罗就不再往前讲，就说了嘛。
did Paul stop because they belong to the flesh?
保罗他在前书的时候呢，花了五章的圣经，六章的圣经的严严的责备他们。
Paul admonished them using 5 to 6 chapters in 1 Corinthians.
但是他写完前书以后，他发觉呢，还不够。
But after he finished the 1 Corinthians, he realized it's not enough.
叫他们能够脱离婴孩，脱离肉体的话呢，除了负面的责备之外。
For them to really leave their infancy, besides the negative admonishment,
他觉得需要把他在神面前的学习，怎么样的一个人是属灵的人，呈现给他们看。
He think he need to show himself as an example of how to live before the Lord as a servant.
让他们看见什么样的一个人是一个属灵的人。
So that they can see what kind of people is a spiritual person.
为什么作者他们这么做呢？
Why the author did that?
在希伯来书第六章他说了，你们要离开基督道理的开端，竭力尽到完全的地步。
It's related to what he talks about in Hebrews chapter 6.
那么希伯来书的作者呢，他里面的一个盼望跟希望就是，这些弟兄姊妹要进入完全。
He says in chapter 6, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let us press on to maturity. So the desire of the author in Hebrews is these believers will enter perfection.
其实呢，说到这个完全呢，整本圣经啊，特别是新约圣经呢，说到完全最多的一卷书就是希伯来书。
We talk about perfection. The book that talks about perfection the most is Hebrews.
13章圣经里面，他说了12次完全。
In 13 chapters of this book, it talks about perfection for 12 times.
有时候说到是主的完全。
Sometimes it talks about perfection of the Lord.
有些说到呢，律法不能叫人完全。Sometimes
it talks about the law cannot make people perfect.
那么更多的是说到圣徒们应该如何进入完全。But
more of the time, it tells people how to enter this perfection.
这是神对他们的心意。
This is the Lord's willing towards
them. 那么他们必须进入完全，他们才能够认明白认识些真理。
They have to enter perfection so they can fully grasp onto this truth.
其实呢，在第五章呢，第14节啊，在希伯来书啊，他说呢，唯有长大成人人才能吃干粮。这个长大成人跟完全是同一个字。So
in Hebrews 5:14, it talks about maturity. Actually, the word maturity is the same as perfection.
也就是说呢。 那么你要完全，你才能够吃干粮。
So what it means is that you have to become perfect so that can eat, so that you can eat solid food.
你不是说我们要吃干粮才能够进入完全吗？对。
But didn't we start that we need to eat solid food and then become mature?
因为他们不能够吃干粮，只能吃奶，所以他们只是婴孩啊。
Because they cannot eat solid food, so they're just infants.
这两件事情呢是两只脚一样。
These two things are like two feet. You cannot separate them.
另外一面呢，我们呢要进入完全，我们才能够吃干粮，才能够明白真理。
On one end, we need to be mature so that we can chew on the solid food.
一面呢，我们要好，都要吃干粮，我们才能进入完全。
On the other hand, we need to eat solid food so that we can enter perfection.
我们一步一步往前走哈，我们每一生的经历就是这样。
One step at a time. That's the story of our life.
那么，这是。 神对这些一般弟兄姊妹们的那个里面的吩咐的盼望。
So this is the Lord's will and His command and His hope towards these brothers and sisters.
对于哥林多教会呢？
For Corinthians Church.
那么保罗写了这么长的两卷书，他的目的是什么呢？
Paul wrote such 2 long books for what?
在哥林多后书第10章他说呢，我们所求的呢是你们做完全人。
In Corinthians chapter 10, it says
13, verse 9,
for we rejoice when ourselves, what we want, what we pray for, that you become mature.
那么保罗他在他们这中间做工作了那么久，那么写了两卷书信。
Paul worked so long among them and wrote these 2 books.
一个目的呢，就是他们就做完全人。
One goal is that they will enter perfection.
特别他在写了哥林多后书呢，他一个他那种负担呢，就是要他们能够进入完全。
especially in 2 Corinthians, his burden is that they will enter perfection.
做完全人，他在后面说，你们要做完全，是不但是一个他的盼望，而是神的吩咐，一个命令。
When he said become mature, it's not only a hope, but it's also a command from God.
主在登山宝训呢，在那个第五章最后一句，他说呢，你们要完全像你们天父完全一样。
On the Sermon on the Mountain, Lord Jesus said that you need to be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
那么进入完全是每一个基督徒神在我们身上的吩咐，是我们的目标，是我们一生所追求的。
So become mature or say perfect is our command, is the command from the Lord towards us, is what we strive the whole, through our whole life.
我们如果不进入完全，
If we don't enter this perfection,
不但我们受亏损,
not only we are lacking,
神的心不能满足,
also Lord's will not be fulfilled.
唯我们进入完全,
only when we enter into this perfection,
我们才能够长大成人, 满有基督长成的身量,
we can finally be complete, and we will measure up to the Lord's height.
每次我们一提到完全的时候, 我们都有一个感觉说, 太高了, 谁能达到完全呢?
Every time we mention this perfection or completeness, it gives us a sense that it's so high that nobody can reach it.
那一定是信主多年了，在上面多去追求的时候呢，那么时候他们进入完全是有可能的。
It is for somebody who has been following the Lord for years and years, and it might be some slight possibility for them.
那我们才刚刚信主啊，我在唱到这里，我这里难处完全还很远啊。
For us who just believe there's troubles here, there's difficulty there, for us it's far away from us.
那么要他们进入完全这个吩咐是对谁说的呢?
So enter into perfection, this command, is it towards whom?
是对着两班在基督里的为婴孩的人说的。
It was given towards two groups of people who were called infants in the Bible.
好像是说呢，你仍然在婴孩，你就进不了完全。
It's like if you are still infants, then you cannot enter perfection.
那么你要进入完全，你必须要脱离婴孩。
If you want to enter perfection or completeness, you have to stay away from infancy.
如果我们脱离婴孩的光景的话，我们就在这条完全的道路上走。
If we stop being infants, we are already starting our journey towards perfection.
那么这两卷书给我们的一个很好的指引呢，脱离婴孩进入完全的两个方向。
These two books give us two great guidance towards how we can become perfect.
一面呢，不管什么样的真理，再难的真理，神的教导我们，神赐给我们，我们都要学习，都要进入。
One is that no matter how hard the truth is given to what towards us from God.We can chew on it.
一面呢，我们要对付肉体，十字架在我们身上要刻画，脱离肉体的辖制，进入完全。
On the other hand, we need to fight our flesh and have the cross working on us so that we can enter the perfection.
那么这两件事情呢，其实是息息相关的，分不开的。
These two different approaches towards entering into perfections.Are closely related to each other.
那么真理能够叫我们自由，真理带领我们脱离肉体。
Truth will give us freedom, and truth will help us to leave our flesh.
我们脱离肉体之后呢，帮助我们更多认识神的话。
After we leave our flesh, it will help us to understand more of God's word.
这两点呢，在哥林多后书呢，我们都看得到。
We can see these two points in 2 Corinthians.
那么一面呢，他借着保罗，他借着他自己在主面前学习，让他们看见怎么样来脱离肉体。
On one hand, Paul showed them how he served before the Lord, so they can imitate him and learn how to leave their flesh.
那一面呢，他在说到这件事情的时候，你发觉里面那个真理很深啊。
On the other hand, when he talks about this truth, you find it very profound.
那么这些这么深的真理呢？不是别的，是为了要我们能够脱离肉体，能够进入完全。
Such profound truth is for nothing but to push us towards perfection.
所以在哥林多后书的时候呢，保罗呢说到许多方面他自己的经历啊。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul talks about a lot of experience that he had experienced before.
那么有些时候是他在仇敌面前受的难处，有些在主面前受主的对付。
Sometimes it was afflictions from his enemies, and other times where he was dealt by God himself.
那么有些呢是他跟弟兄姊妹的这怎么样的互动，怎么样来往。
Sometimes there were interactions between him and other brothers and sisters.
保罗说这些事情，没有一件事情是为了要让人在面前夸他是什么样的一位人。
He did not talk about all these things to boast about himself.
保罗呢，他有三层这天的经历啊，在第十二章他说呢，这三层圣经一直到十四年之后，他被逼的他说出来的。
In chapter 12, he talked about three levels, the third level in heaven, and he said it was after 14 years because the Spirit pressed him, so he talked about it.
如果不是那个原因的话，我们可能一辈子都不知道保罗那样是三层圣经的经历。
If it was not because the Spirit pushed him to talk about it, he would probably never talk about it.
所以我们来读的哥林多后书的时候呢，不是要我们看见保罗这个人。
So when we read 2 Corinthians, it's not for us to see Paul.
保罗他在哥林多前书一章十一章一节他说：“你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样。”
In Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, he said, "You shall imitate me as I imitate the Lord."
他把这么多的属灵经历摆在面前，要我们要他们学习一个功课，效法主，跟随主。
He laid so many experiences in front of them, so to emphasize that they need to imitate the Lord, they need to follow the Lord.
那么当保罗在思想这个他这么多的这属灵经历，要带领他们进入属灵，再有进入完全的时候。
When he talked about all of his spiritual experiences, and when he was trying to guide them towards the spiritual life.
那么第一个事情。浮在他心中的是什么事呢？
What was the first thing that he thought of?
就是患难。
It was suffering.
保罗呢，他自己经历了许许多多的患难。
Paul himself went through numerous sufferings.
那么他跟他的同人所受的患难，我们今天也很难能够想象他们受了多少的苦。
We cannot even imagine the sufferings he and his partners went through.
那么他但是这些患难呢，他说呢，不是只有我们会受的。
But he said that all these sufferings were not unique and belonged to only them.
他说呢，知道你们既同受苦楚，也必同得安慰。
We are together in the sufferings and will be together in the comfort.
他说呢，你们会忍受。我们所受的那样的苦楚。第六节啊。
He says the same sufferings which the Corinthians will also endure the same sufferings which they also suffer.
保罗一开始向他们诉说的就是苦难。
At the very beginning, Paul brought this topic, sufferings, to them.
这个苦难不是他自己，不但他自己是这经历，他知道这些弟兄姊妹他也会经历的。
He knows that sufferings is not unique to them, not to Paul and his partners, but all these brothers and sisters, they will experience it too.
对这些苦难有个正确的认识，对于基督徒生命的成长非常的重要。
It is critical that Christians have a correct understanding and of these sufferings.
如果我们没有这一个正确的认识的话，我们的这些苦难可能对我们帮助不大，可能我们还有很多的抱怨。
If we don't have a correct understanding of the sufferings will not benefit us, and we might have a lot of complaints.
保罗知道，在罗马书第五章，他说到患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练。
In Romans chapter 5, it says the persecutions brought.Perseverance and perseverance produce character.
中文指中文翻成是老练啊，英文都是翻成 character， 是性格。
In Chinese, it was always translated as maturity. But in English, it's translated as character. So it is part of who you are.
那么属灵跟属肉体呢，最能够显明的，最能够让我认识的，就是我们这个人是什么样的人，什么样的个性。
Whether we belong to flesh or belong to spirit, it is more obvious in our character.
我们是什么样的人，我们显出什么样的个性。
What character we have, we show what kind of personalities we have.
这个个性是一个属神的个性。
The character is it a godly character?
这个属神的个性是来自于患难。
If it is a godly character, it comes from suffering.
患难让我们每个人经历患难之后，你发觉患难过去之后，难处过去之后，改了，这方面改了，那方面改了，性格改了。
Whoever have been through sufferings, you will notice that after the sufferings, after it's passed, your character changed. A lot of things about you changed.
就是保罗在这段话里头，哥林多后书这前面这一段话里头呢，他给我们一个正确的观念，怎么样来看待苦难。
So in 2 Corinthians, Paul is teaching us how to look at sufferings from a correct angle, perspective.
当保罗也想到苦难的时候，他当时他随时都在苦难当中哈。那当时他想到苦难的时候，他做的第一件事情是什么呢？
Paul had always been in sufferings or going through sufferings. What he first thought of when he thinks about the topic of suffering.
他说：“愿颂赞归给我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神。”
He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort."
保罗他经历了许多的患难之后，他带出一个结论。
Paul has been through so many sufferings, and he had come to a conclusion. He has come to a conclusion.
是神的慈悲，他的安慰带领他过来。
It's by God's mercies and by God's all comfortation that he got through all the sufferings.
我们的父啊，有很多地方呢，是那个值得我们的数不完的地方，他的创造，他的慈爱，他的公义，他的那个的智慧，圣洁。
There are countless aspects of God that we can praise him. His creation, his mercy, his just, his holiness.
那么当想到过患难的时候，他第一个赞美的是神的慈悲跟神的安慰。
But when Paul first thought of sufferings, he turned to God and praises his mercies and all comfort.
Mercies 哈，是更好的翻译是，就是我们的父神就是有诸般怜悯的神。
In Chinese, there are different versions of translation. One is mercy, and the other is mercies with a plural form.
那么是诸，他是神是诸般的怜悯啊。
So we pay attention here. Mercy has plural form, so it's different kind of mercy.
保罗回想他的时候患难的时候呢，他里头呢发觉，若不是神的怜悯，他今天过不来。
When he looked back of his sufferings, Paul realized without God's mercies, he cannot endure.
保罗说：“有谁软弱我不软弱呢？有谁跌倒我不焦急呢？”这是第11章哈。
In chapter 11, verse 29, who is weak without me, my being weak? Who is led into sin without my intense concern?
我要夸的话，就夸我的软弱点了。
If I have to boast, I boast my weakness.
他知道他在患难当中，他非常的软弱。
He knows how weak he was in suffering.
那么他需要神诸般的怜悯。
He needs God's mercies.
其实不光是在这个患难当中，我们需要神的怜悯啊。
We not only need God's mercies in suffering.
我们呢，在属灵的追求上面也都需要神的怜悯。
We also need God's mercies when we are pursuing the spiritual gifts, spiritual fruits.
那么罗马书12章呢，他说呢，弟兄们，为神的慈悲，神诸般的怜悯，劝你们。
In Romans 12, he says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God."
Mercies of God, 诸般的怜悯，劝你们要把身体献上，当作活祭。
by the mercies of God, the plural form, to present your bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
那么后面说呢，不要效法这个世界，叫心意更新而变化。
And later it says, do not imitate the world, but renew your mind daily.
多少时候我们奉献了这奉所有把事献上主，第二天又把拿回来。
Sometimes we sacrifice our to our God today, and then tomorrow we take it back.
多少时候我们啊那个说不要跟着这个世界，这第二天我们被世界同化。
Maybe today we say we don't want to become like this world, but the next day we are on the same yoke with it.
在属灵的追求上也需要神诸般的怜悯。
So for our spiritual life, we also need God's mercy.
神不但是有怜悯的神，他还个是各样安慰 ，all comfort， 所有的安慰你需要的他都有。
God not only is merciful, He also gives all kind of comfort to people.
不管你是在什么样的环境当中，神能怜悯，神能安慰。
No matter what kind of situation you are in, God can provide you mercies and comfort.
其实呢，我们呢，碰到人在软弱当中的时候呢，我们也会有怜悯的心肠啊。
We are also merciful towards those people who are going through hardship.
看见弟兄姊妹们在难处当中啊，他们在受病痛的时候，我们里头很同情，我们呢蛮有怜悯。
When we see people going through hardships or they're in sickness, we sympathize them.
但是你发觉呢，我们常常不知道怎么安慰。
But you notice that most of the time we don't know how to comfort people.
约伯的是这个三个朋友们呢。听到约伯的事情来了，事情发生在身上的时候，都来看他。
When three friends of Job heard about his sufferings, they came to visit him.
他们看见了，但是不那个约伯那个样子，更认不出来了。他把那个石、那个混、那个泥土都砸在他们头上，跟他那个一同哀哭啊。
When they couldn't recognize Job anymore, they ripped their clothes. They put dust on their head and they mourn with him.
他们在那里给他做了七天七夜，一句话都不跟他说。
They sat with him for 7 days and night without speaking a word.
因为他们不知道怎么样安慰他。
Because they don't know what to say to Job in that situation.
其实呢，他们继续做下去还更好一点。
In fact, it is better if they just sit there quietly.
但后来他们开始起来要想要安慰这个约伯的时候呢，他不是叫约伯能够得安慰啊，叫约伯更痛苦啊。
But later on, they tried to comfort Job by their words, but it didn't comfort him at all. It made Job suffer more.
我想我们都有这样的经历哈，我们想要去帮助弟兄姊妹的时候，我们很同情，但是我们不知道怎么安慰。
I think we all had similar experience when we try to comfort our brothers and sisters. We don't know what to say.
但是我们知道一点，我们的神。他不但怜悯，神他知道怎么安慰我们。
But one thing we're sure of, God is merciful and He knows how to comfort.
安慰正是你我在那个时候最需要的。
And His comfort is exactly what the comfort we need in that moment.
那时候的我们在一切患难中，他就安慰我们。
In all kinds of sufferings, He comforts us.
叫我们能用神所赐的安慰，是安慰那遭各样患难的人。
So that we can comfort with, so with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God, we can also comfort those who are in any affliction.
他们遭遇的患难真是多哈，在第十一章的时候去看的话，他们那个遭遇的患难，我们没有办法想象的。
If you read Corinthians chapter 11, there are so many afflictions that we cannot even imagine.
那么他说呢，神安慰他们。
And it says Paul comforted them.
那么有一个目的呢，是叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。
So that we will be able to comfort those who are in any afflictions with the comfort with which ourselves are comforted by God.
我更喜欢英文的翻译，它是 any affliction， 任何什么词什么样的那个患难，我们都能安慰。
I like the English translation here because it used the word any kind of affliction.
我想保罗他们确实是遭遇了许许多多的患难。
Paul and his partner indeed went through a lot of sufferings and
afflictions. 但是他们一定能够说，不是每一个人的患难我都经历过。
But he cannot say any kind of affliction that he had been through.
那么我遭遇过这个患难，但是我没有遭遇过那样的患难。
He probably experienced one kind of affliction, but not the other.
我可能在这件事情上我能帮助，在那事上我可能帮助不了。
So in this thing, maybe he can help, but the other thing, maybe he cannot.
那么很多时候我们也会这样觉得啊，弟兄姊妹，他那个什么，这么真长病，这么重的病，我从来没有生过，我怎么安慰他呢？
Sometimes when we see a brother's or sister's in sickness that we've never experienced, we think to ourselves, how can I comfort him or her if I personally didn't go through this sickness?
但是保罗说呢，不管人在什么样的患难当中，我们能够安慰，为什么呢？
But Paul said, no matter what kind of affliction that other peoples are in, we can still comfort them. And that's why?
因为他们经历过神的安慰。
And why? Because they have experienced God's comfort in their own affliction.
也许是一件事情，两件事情，三件事情的那个时候，神安慰了我们。
Maybe one or two or three afflictions during which God comforted us.
那个安慰的经历是一致的，不管你什么样的经历在患难里头。
The experience of being comforted by God is the same.
那么我们尝到了，我们经历了神的安慰，那安慰同样的原则可以帮助任何样的人。
If we have tasted the comforting that's come from God, we can help anyone in any kind of affliction.
我曾经听人说啊，说那个这些人你帮助不了，他们吸毒的。你从来不知道吸毒 是人是怎么样的困难， 你帮不了的。
When someone said to me, you cannot help those drug addicts because you've never been addicted to drugs, so you don't know their conflict and you don't know their struggles.
你没有办法帮助这另外一些人，因为呢，对那个什么他们这时候所遭遇的病痛是苦到你没有办法想象的，你没有办法安慰，没办法安慰的。
You cannot help that group of people because their sickness brought so much pain that you cannot imagine.
那如果我是这样的话呢？我是不是我们都得去下监呢？我们现在都是作奸犯科了，我们才帮得了人呢？
If that's the case, does it mean that we all need to go to prison? We need to do some crime so that we can comfort somebody?
他说呢，我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭 any 任何患难当中的人。
It says we are able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with in ourselves are comforted, which ourselves are comforted by God.
重要的是说，我们在患难当中的时候，我们学到了什么功课？
The important thing is what we learn during our afflictions.
我们认识了神多少？
How much we know about God?
神是怎么样安慰我的？
How God comforted us?
这个安慰是里面的，是深处的，灵里头的。
This comfort goes deep to our heart, to our spirit.
那么这个安慰，不管人在什么样的环境当中，我们都可以来安慰人。
So no matter what kind of situation the other person is in, we can comfort them using this comfort that we have received.
他说我们既多受基督的苦楚，第五节啊，就靠基督多得安慰。
Verse 5, for just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ.
我们在世上遭遇很多的苦楚。
We are facing a lot of sufferings and afflictions in the world.
这些苦楚都能够称为基督的苦楚吗？
Can all these sufferings be called the sufferings of Christ?
患难对很多时候对我们来讲是一个奥秘。
Most of the time, sufferings remains a mystery to all of us.
我们不晓得为什么这个患难临到我们。
We don't know why the afflictions come upon us.
不晓得这个患难带给我们是什么样的意义。
We don't know how can we benefit from this affliction.
我们在神面前苦苦哀求，我们在神面前祷告。
We beg God, we pray in front of Him.
有很多的苦呢，其实是因为人的罪来的。
A lot of afflictions or sufferings that was rooted in our sins.
这种人犯了罪以后啊，死临到了众人，病痛临到了众人，各式各样的灾祸临到众人。
After human sin, the disasters and different kind of sufferings come upon human beings.
那么这些苦难是因为人犯罪的结果。
All these sufferings are due to human sin.
基督徒也会犯罪。
Christians can also sin.
彼得前书他说呢，如果我们就因着犯罪受苦，有什么可夸的呢？
First Peter said that if we are afflicted because of our sin, there is nothing we can boast about.
基督徒犯罪的时候， 神会管教，我们会遭遇苦楚。
When we sin, God will teach and rebuke us.
这是我们犯罪当得的。
That's what we deserve due to the sin.
但是不是所有 的苦难呢都是跟罪有关系的。
But not all sufferings are related to sin.
有时候呢我们呢在世上也没犯错。我们在这世上呢天天学习就健全度日，为什么还遭遇这些苦难呢？
Sometimes we make mistakes, but a lot of time we try to live a good life while we're still going through sufferings.
那么在提摩太后书他说呢，凡立志在基督耶稣里健全度日都要受逼迫。
In 2 Timothy it says, indeed all who want to live in a godly way in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
提到罗尼加前书第三章，他是说我们受患难是命定的。
First Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 3, so that no one would be disturbed by these afflictions, for you yourselves know that we have been destined for this.
虽然我们没有犯罪，虽然我们尽全度日，不表示说患难不会临到我们。
Even assuming that we are living a sinless life and living a holy life doesn't mean that sufferings wouldn't come to us.
当我们去传福音的时候，
When we go out and preach to other people,
我们会受到别人的抵挡。
We will be resisted.
传福音是到壮士的家里头，捆绑壮士，要抢夺他的家产，对不对？
Preaching the gospel is like you go into a strong man's house and you trying to, you tie him up and trying to plunder his property.
那么这个壮士是只撒旦，他绝对不会善罢甘休的，对不对？
So this strong man wouldn't give up easily, right?
保罗当时他们所遭遇的患难，许许多多，因为他们传主的福音，所以他们做到许许多多逼迫，许许多的患难。
Paul were facing a lot of afflictions because he and his partners were trying to preach the gospel.
感谢主啊！这段时间呢，神给弟兄姊妹有负担传福音啊。
Thank God that recently brothers and sisters were given this burden to share the gospel.
我们要心里有准备啊，传福音啊，我们是一个征战，碰见患难是免不了的。
So we all need to keep this in our mind that preaching the gospel is a battle and there is no way to avoid persecution.
有的时候的难处啊，是因为在弟兄姊妹当中，我们在教会同配搭服事的时候。
Sometimes the difficulties comes when we work or we fellowship within the church.
我们都是神的儿女，但是我们都在肉身当中。
We're all God's daughters and sons, and we are in His family.
你的肉体出来了，我的肉体出来了，彼此相争，像哥林多教会一样。
But if your flesh come out and my flesh come out, there's strife.
有人告诉我说了，我在教会里头所受的难处。比在世界上的难处还多。
Someone has told me once that the difficulties that he or she faced in the church is more than the difficulties that he faced in the outside of the church.
不要以为在教会当中遭遇难处是一个非常的事情。
Don't be surprised if you face difficulties when you're in church.
保罗说呢，我要在我身上要补满基督患难的缺欠。
Paul says.Through me, we will fulfill the sufferings of the Christ.
那么这基督，他在这地上成就了救恩，我们无份的。但是呢，他因为离开了，所以他为了在地上的传福音，或者是地上教会，他保罗说呢，要补满基督患难的缺欠。
We don't have any portion in the Lord's salvation on this earth, but now Lord is.In the heaven, so when we go out and preach the gospel, we need to fulfill the sufferings of the Lord.
我们要极力的服侍主，我们要尽力跟弟兄姊妹和睦，我们一同来配搭建造神的家。
We need to strive to serve the Lord. We need to put in all of our effort to have this unity within the church, so that we can build Lord's temple together.
但是如果碰到难处，甚至被碰到人的攻击毁谤的时候，不要太惊讶。
But when we face difficulties and when we face admonition from people, don't be surprised.
因为这是为了他的这教会，这是基督的患难，基督的苦楚。
Because this is for Lord's body and it's for Lord's suffering.
其实呢，最大的这个苦难或是我们这个人。
Actually, the biggest suffering it is ourselves.
那么很多很多人的难处啊，不是别人，是在我们自己身上。
Some of us, the biggest affliction is not from other people, but from ourselves.
想想看呢，很多难处呢，不在别人，是在我自己。
A lot of difficulties didn't come from other people, but was rooted in ourselves.
那么神要在我们身上做事，做工作，要磨我们，他借着苦难磨我们。
God wants to work upon us, so he shaped us and using ourselves to shape us.
你知道这个老我跟我们多少年了、啊，紧紧相连了、啊，连在一起了、啊，你要把它拔出来啊，很痛苦的。
The old self has been with us since the beginning. It's so tightly connected to us, and it's really hard to separate.
但是我们必须面对的。
But we have to face it.
再多的困难，跟主同定，走十字架，我们要脱去这个老我，这是我们非走的不可的路。
No matter how hard it is to be nailed on the cross with the Lord, to walk His road, so that one day we will get rid of this old self. This is destined.
这个苦楚呢，是要叫我们能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
This affliction is for us to grow until the height of the Lord.
这样的苦楚是基督的苦楚，为了要更像他，我们受苦。
This kind of affliction is the suffering of Christ. It's for us to become more like Him.
其实呢，我们的主啊，那么他受了许许多多的苦。
Our Lord, He Himself went through a lot of sufferings.
有些苦楚是我们没有办法跟他分担的。
Some of the sufferings we cannot share with Him.
他在十字架上面单独承受父的击打。是耶和华把众人的罪孽都加在他身上了。
On the cross, he went through he received strife from God that everybody's sin was set upon him.
在十字架上面，他忍受跟父的隔绝，他从来没有跟父隔绝过的。
He endured separation from God, which he had never endured before.
阴间的权柄在他身上攻击他，巴山的跟大公牛压着他攻击他。
The dark power from the hell was attacking him.
那么，这个苦楚是为了你我的罪。
This suffering was for our sins.
我们在这样的苦上一点份都没有。
We had no portion in such suffering.
但是基督呢，在地上的时候，他还受些苦楚，是我们可以跟他分有份的。
But when he was walking on the surface of the earth, there are some sufferings that we could share.
希伯来书呢，他说这我这因为我们救恩的缘说因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。我们的主呢，为了要进入完全，他受苦。希伯来书第二章啊，第二章的第十节。希伯来书第二章第十节。
In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10.
后半段，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全。
So that because of going through the sufferings, they can be mature.
Be perfect.
They can be perfect.
那么第五章呢？希伯来书第五章，他的第五章第六节呢？他说，他因虽然是为儿子，还因所受的苦难学了顺从。
In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9.
Hebrews 5, chapter 5, verse 9. Verse 8. 他虽然为儿子，还是因受苦难学了顺从。
Even though he's son of God, he still learned obedience through suffering.
我们的主在地上是一个完全的人，不然的话他不能够赎我们的罪。
Our Lord on earth is perfect, otherwise he cannot redeem our sins.
我们的主呢，他是完全顺服那个神的旨意，所以他来到这个世上。
Our Lord is in total obedience towards God, that's why he came upon the earth.
但是他在肉身的时候呢，他还是借着苦难进了完全，借着苦难学了顺从。
But when he lives in the flesh, he still went through sufferings to enter the fullness of obedience.
里面的深刻的意思，我们可能一辈子都想不清楚为什么。The
profound meaning of this probably will take us the whole life to understand.
但是呢，主是为了我们这么经历的，主为了要我们跟随他的脚中心。But
for our sake, Christ went through it all, and He wants us to follow Him.
所以主他自己还受了那个许多的苦楚。
So the Lord Himself experienced a lot of suffering.
那么我们要在他的苦楚上有份。
So we want to take portion of His suffering.
他要我们背起他的自己的十字架来跟随主。
So we need to carry our own cross to follow Him.
然后呢，我们再回来看一个哥林多后书第一章第六节哈，他说。 我们受患难的是为叫你们得安慰得拯救。
When we look back at 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 6, but if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation.
我们得安慰的也是为叫你们得安慰。
Or if we are comforted, it is for your comfort.
基督徒在地上受患难的时候,
When Christians going through sufferings on earth,
从来不是仅仅为了自己的。
It is not for our sake only.
是的，我们自己经历了许多的苦难，我们的成长，我们进入完全。
Yes, we obtain character after going through all these sufferings.
但是我们是在身体当中。
But we are in the body of Christ.
那么一个肢体受苦，全身都受苦。
So if a part of the body suffered, the whole body suffered.
一个肢体，它所有的在苦楚中的经历，也是其他的肢体的帮助。
A part of going through sufferings can later become help to other parts of the body.
他说呢，这安慰呢，能叫你们忍受我们所受的那样苦楚。Paul
says, "Is effective in the patient during of the same sufferings which we also suffer. It is for your comfort."
我们说呢，这个使徒保罗他们在这个属灵的生命上是那么样的丰富啊。We
said that Apostle Paul has such a fruitful life in the spiritual realm.
那么他们受这些苦楚，他们也软弱，但是他们是依靠神，他们就站立，他们过来了。They
went through these afflictions. They were weak. They relied on God, and they endured it.
但是这一般的弟兄姊妹是在基督里边为婴孩的。But
these brothers and sisters, they were infants in Christ.
他们中间还有嫉妒纷争啊，这个自高自大的事情啊。They
still have strife, envy, and boastfulness among them.
他们承受得起苦难吗?
Can they really endure the afflictions?
多少地都看见神的儿女们确实是那么平时好的时候呢，爱主、服侍主，但是呢，那患难一来的时候就离开主了。We've
seen a lot of examples of believers who live such a good life when everything's smooth. They love the Lord, they serve the church, but when difficulty comes, they left.
我读的一些书，说到大陆在大逼迫的时候。I
read some books about persecution in China.
有多少忠心的这那个仆人为了主的名站住了，他们受尽一切的苦楚。A
lot of believers who's faithful towards the Lord, they stand firm during this time.
但是多少的弟兄姊妹失去了。
But how many others have lost their faith during the persecution?
在逼迫之下，他们离弃主，他们奉主的名。Under
the persecution, they left the Lord, they denied the Lord's name.
那么主会，主，我想主是信实的，会把他们召回来。I
believe that Lord is faithful and He will find them.
那么苦楚患难不仅仅只是为那些老练的成熟的弟兄姊妹。Afflictions
and sufferings are not only for those mature Christians.
患难也是为着所有的神的儿女们，甚至在基督里面为婴孩的。Persecutions
are for all believers, even for those who are still infants.
哎，我们有时候一个小孩子，你不要叫他受苦难了，你骂他两句，你打他两下子，他就三个小时不理你了。When
we talk about infants or babies. Not even talking about afflictions. If you rebuke him, he will not talk to you for 3 hours.
但是保罗也非常的确定啊，他说那个他们会受同样的苦楚。你们知道，同受苦楚也必同得安慰。
But Paul was so sure about it that they will go through afflictions, because he said, So if you are partners in our suffering, so also you are in our comfort.
那么保罗说他我所受的安慰，能够当你们在受同样的苦楚的时候，能够成为你们的帮助。
And Paul said, my comfort, when you're going through the same kind of afflictions, it will become your comfort.
所以当保罗他想到这要带领这些弟兄姊妹往神的心意去的时候,
So when Paul was leading these brothers and sisters to enter professions in God's will,
那么他第一个在里头想到的就是患难,
the first thing he thought of was suffering.
他知道这患难对这些弟兄姊妹们，对所有的神的儿女们是何等样的重要。
He knows how critical the suffering is to all believers and the sons and daughters of God.
我们在生活当中多多少少都遭遇各样不同的难处。
We're all facing troubles in our life in different aspects.
有些人呢，我们是其实是没有什么大的患难，小的患难了。Some
of us may be not going through big afflictions, but definitely small afflictions.
因为我所经历过的，所有在患难当中的人。 都是说我的患难是最大的，没有人的患难比我受的患难还那个难处还多的。
All people I met during their afflictions, everybody said my afflictions was the greatest of all.
这不会吧？你这些事情，你比那个弟兄姊妹还差一点呢。
But really, if you compare your affliction to another brother's or sister's affliction, it's not even comparable.
但是呢，它是确实真实的。当我们站在患难当中的时候。 这是我们自己面对，我们看的是真是一个最大的一件事情。But
it is real. In reality, when we are facing the affliction, to us, it is the biggest one.
所以我们怎么样面对的这些难处，怎么样面对患难，对我们非常的重要。So
it is really important of how can we deal with this afflictions.
那么保罗继续说啊，他说这个我们的神啊，他过去曾经救我们脱离了极大的死亡。Paul
continued and said that God who rescued us. From so great a danger of death.
他现在仍要救我们，并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
And will rescue us. He on whom we have set our hope, and he will yet deliver us.
那么保罗他在那个亚细亚遭遇患难的时候，被压太重，力不能生，甚至连活命的指望都没有了哈。在第八节来讲的啊。In
chapter 8, Paul talked about his afflictions in Asia that it was so heavy that he cannot even live.
那么主把他救出来。But
God delivered him.
那么他现在人要救人，他们是今天当时就还在患难当中。At
that time they were still in affliction, and God it is rescuing them.
那么他知道神将来他还会遇到很多难处，神还会拯救他们。And
he knows for sure in the future they will run into afflictions, and God will still deliver them.
就算是我们没有遭遇这么多的患难，
As even though we are not going through that many kind of afflictions，
当我们信主的那一刹那，神就已经救我们脱离了极大的死亡。
The moment that we believe in God， God has already delivered us from the greatest death。
我们今天仍然在那个成长当中的痛， growing pain 的时候，神救我们。
God is still delivering us as we are all going through the growing pain.
他说将来还要救我们。
And in the future, he will still deliver us.
我们知道我们会软弱，我们会跌倒。
We know that sometimes in the future we'll be weak, we will stumble.
那么保罗说呢，要有那个盼望，不管在什么情况，什么时候，神他将来还会救我们。
Paul says we have this hope. That in the future, no matter in what kind of afflictions, he will deliver us.
那么在患难当中的时候,
so during the afflictions,
我们最需要的是什么呢?
What do we need the most?
最需要的是祷告。
We need pray.
我们呢，prayer. 迫切的祷告，求神拯救我们。
We pray urgently that the Lord will save us.
求神赐给我们力量。
The Lord will give us strength.
但是这里他说呢。 我们更需要的祷告是来自于弟兄姊妹的祷告。
But it says here the prayers that we need the most is are there prayers from our brothers and sisters.
十一节他说你们以祈祷帮助我们。
In verse 11 it says you also helping together in prayer for us.
他们受的这些患难是为了帮助这些弟兄姊妹的。
Their sufferings were to help these brothers and sisters.
但是呢，他们的这就一个经历，他说他们在经历这些患难的时候，他需要这些弟兄姊妹的祷告。
But in the other way, they are also receiving prayers from these brothers and sisters who they were suffered for.
是因为这些的弟兄姊妹的祷告，让他们那个的经历了许多的恩，让很多人为他们所经历的恩来谢恩。
Because of this brothers and sisters' prayers, they can experience so much mercies that they can share these mercies and comforts to other people.
他深深地知道他们在患难当中的时候。
He deeply knows that.
他需要这些在基督里头为婴孩的弟兄姊妹为他们祷告。
He deeply knew that when he was going through sufferings, he needed these prayers from infants of his brothers and sisters.
我们在患难当中的时候，我们何等需要弟兄姊妹的祷告。
In our sufferings, how much do we need the prayers from our brothers and sisters?
我们可能很多时候都没有想到，我们能够从这些苦楚患难中过来的时候，是多少弟兄姊妹在后面的祷告。
A lot of times, we forgot about how much prayers that were holding us up during the times of our sufferings.
是这些弟兄姊妹的祷告在后面拖着我们。
It was because of all these brothers and sisters' prayers that we were holding on.
那我们能够经历这样苦难，站立得住。
So that we could experience the sufferings and still endure it.
也许我们在有一天站起来以后，我们回过头来帮助这些弟兄姊妹。
Maybe one day after we can stand up again, we will turn around and help these brothers and sisters.
你就发觉在患难当中的时候，我们不是一个人。
And then you realize you were not alone in afflictions.
我们在患难在苦楚的时候，我们需要弟兄姊妹的祷告。
In our afflictions, we need prayers from our brothers and sisters.
祷告了以后，我们经历这些患难之后呢，我回来要为了要帮助弟兄姊妹。
And after all these sufferings, we will turn around and help these brothers and sisters who prayed for us.
我们呢是在一同来经历各式各样的难处，各式各样的苦难。
We're actually together when we're going through all these and this kind of afflictions or sufferings.
因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练。
Because we know persecutions produce perseverance, perseverance produce characters.
如果我们的性格要被磨成神儿子的样子的话，
If our character needs to be shaped to be more like the Son of God,
如果我们要能够脱离这些肉体进入属灵的话，
If we really need to leave our flesh and enter the Spirit,
患难是我们不可少的经历，
Suffering is not a topic that we can avoid,
我们也逃不了的经历，
And it's an experience that we cannot avoid.
那么这个经历带领我们进入完全。
This experience will help us enter perfection.
带领我们一天比一天的更像主。
Make us day and day more like Christ Jesus.
我们能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So that we can grow up and measure up to His height.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父，我们满心感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you with all of our heart.
因为我们的主，他是神的儿子，道成肉身。为我们的罪挂在木头上。
Your son became flesh because of our sins and was nailed on the cross.
他不但赎了我们的罪，他救我们脱离各样的患难苦楚。
He not only redeemed our sin, but he also delivered us from all kinds of afflictions and sufferings.
我们知道这是你的心意。
We know this is your will.
你要我们能够脱离婴孩的光景。
You want us to stay away from the infancy.
你要我们能够进入完全的地步。
You want us to enter perfection.
你要我们能够长大成人，满有你儿子长成的身量。
You want us to grow up and measure up to Christ.
我们深深相信，做不做成功，你必不休息。
We know that you will not cease until your work is done.
感谢赞美奉主的名。
We thank you and we praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.